this second week of Easter, the church often focuses on the story of doubting Thomas and our Lord's word to him to stop doubting but believe, and on the gift of faith. And with that in mind, we hear the words of our text for today, taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 13. We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. If you ever get the chance, I encourage you to visit what is called the Eras Center, which is near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It is operated by the U.S. Geological Survey Center, and you can go there, and it deals with satellite imagery. It's an amazing place. It gives you quite a perspective on God's creation and on this world that we live in. They have archived photographs, satellite images of cities, and to show their growth over decades. Or they have places where you can see how forest fires have just ravaged an area. It's really amazing, this day and age in which we live and the technology we have today, to be able to kind of zoom out from the earth and from our cities and places and to get such a unique perspective from so high above the earth. Google Earth right now is going through some legal challenges, because they now have the capability to produce what you might call real-time images and to allow people to have real-time, present-day time availability to zoom down in, let's say, onto somebody's backyard. Military people tell us that we have the capability today to see things that we might find pretty surprising, just how far they're able to see with this technology. Just think of what we can put in an iPhone today, and things that maybe 40 years ago people couldn't even think about. It's really quite an amazing time to think how we're able to zoom out and zoom in. And in a sense, that's what St. Paul does for us today as far as our spiritual lives and how our lives have kind of played out historically as well in our Christian lives of faith. St. Paul in our text takes you and he zooms out. He transports you out of this world and gives you way back in time God's perspective of you and how things would happen in your life. And he transports you up even before you existed to give you, in a sense, God's eye view of your life. Listen again. He says, God from the beginning chose you for salvation. He selected you. The Greek word there means to pick something out. It's this type of word you'd use if you were talking about looking at a field of flowers and selecting one flower. God chose you from the beginning for salvation, he says. Well, what was the cause of you being the one that got selected by God? Why did we get picked from all of the other flowers that there could have been? Why did God choose you? Well, the Bible tells us it had nothing to do with me or you. It had nothing to do with us. There wasn't something special about us. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There wasn't anything about us that made us a little more worthy of being selected. The cause of our election was entirely the heart of God, the grace of God for Jesus' sake. That's why God selected you to be his child. It had nothing to do with us. It had everything to do with his grace. And like a little child who's been adopted by parents, we maybe want to know a little bit more. Well, why did you pick me at the orphanage? Why did you pick me out of all of the other children to get to come and to be your child and to live with you? And the mom or the dad says to the child, because we love you. Well, no, I want to know more than that. Why? Why did you pick me? For right now, all you need to know is, we love you. And that's how God treats us in Scripture as well. Our minds are baffled by this doctrine of election. Why did God pick me to get to be one that believes in Christ? And we're stirred up with a lot of troubling questions about this. And God comes to us in Scripture and he says, all you need to know is that I did and I love you because of Christ. So, Paul transports us way out to teach us this, but then he zooms way down into your life. In fact, way down into your heart and your soul, deeper than you yourself would be able to see. And he addresses us now as brothers who are loved by the Lord. And you may ask yourself, okay, well, if this is what God decided way back in eternity, that I would get to come to heaven someday, how did he work this out in me? How did this happen inside of me and in my life? Paul answers, through sanctification by the Spirit, that means being set apart to be holy, through sanctification by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and belief in the truth to which he called you by our gospel. Now, stop and think about how simple and amazing this really is. God from eternity, because of his mercy and because of Christ, just decided that you would get to be his child. And he made that happen in your life, through your heart, through your soul, when you heard about Jesus. When you heard about him going to the cross to pay for all of your sins. When you heard about him rising from the dead and all of that. That's simple. That's all it is. Through that message that came in maybe through your ears when you were a little child in the waters of baptism, maybe through an instruction that you heard somewhere, maybe reading the Bible. Who was the one that God used to be the conduit through which that happened in your personal life? Who was the individual? Was it your mom or dad or both? Or was it a friend of the family? Or was it a pastor or teacher? Was it reading something? How did God get that to happen? What he had decided way back up there in eternity, how did he get it to go down into your heart and to make that happen? That's a pretty amazing process. And now we understand why hearing the Word of God is of such extreme importance. Because that's how we get connected back to what God decided from eternity when he selected you to get to come to heaven. So what was the from God's perspective, what was the purpose of having this all happen in your life? What was the reason that this whole thing that took place way back then has happened down into the history of your personal life and existence? Paul says, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Easter. That's why. Because God wanted you to get to benefit from Easter. And to enjoy the same kind of glory that our Lord Jesus now today has. To have your body, that's someday going to have to go through the grave, to have your body be brought back to life and to receive the same kind of glory that his Son was given in the resurrection. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, to think that God, from way back there in time, as far up and away from you as you could ever seem to get, selected you, worked this out in your life through the hearing of his word, connecting you to Christ, causing your heart to grab onto Jesus and say, I need what he did for me so I can get to heaven. And he did all of this and had you already celebrating Easter before you were conceived. That's pretty amazing. Follow the string of history with St. Paul today in this text. And God, now that he's done all of this for us and knowing what it means for us, Paul says to us, stand firm. Hold fast to this faith. Boy, does God have to say that to us a lot, because there are many things that are going to try to take it away from us and challenge that faith in our lives. But he says, stand firm, because nothing will be worth losing this glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit wants you to finally find out why, way back there in time, God decided that you would get to enjoy Easter. Amen. Please rise. Today we have a prayer request for Lisa Stromer, the mother of Grace Stromer of our campus, And Lisa was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you today on behalf of your child, Grace Stromer. You have blessed us today with many tremendous advances in research and the treatment of this horrible disease. It is our request that you now use these gifts to bring healing and restoration to Grace, that she may continue in good health. Guide and direct all of this according to your gracious will. We commit her into your loving hands and bring our petitions to you in the name of your Son, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen.